We could soon be facing refugees from climate change and a lot closer to home. Colstrip, Montana is home to a coal-fired power plant that provides energy to the Puget Sound. Last spring, Governor Inslee said he wanted to phase out plants like the one in Colstrip from Washington's energy diet.
Today I'm signing an executive order that will determine how we reduce carbon pollution in our state. Because our grandkids won't care much about our preamble, frankly, or our speeches. They will care about what is true and what we did.
Inslee's executive order could force the closure of this plant in Colstrip and put thousands of people out of work. Some people in Montana argue that makes them victims of climate change. Eric Whitney is news director for Montana Public Radio. He told David Hyde what the relationship is like between the town of Colstrip and its coal plant.
It's a company town, and there's really no reason for the town to be there if it wasn't for the strip mine and the coal-fired power plant. There's maybe 3,000 people in Colstrip, and the majority of them work at the power plant and the mine. And like one of the state senators who's been a longtime advocate for Colstrip, you know, if you live in Colstrip and you want to sell your house and leave, the only person you're going to sell your house to is another coal miner or someone who works at the power plant. There's literally no other reason for it to be there. So if those close down, I don't see much of a future for Colstrip.
So it's a really serious issue for the town and for the people who live there. What are the people who live in Colstrip saying to you and other reporters?
Well, they've been concerned about the future of coal mining and coal-fired electricity literally for decades. The significant change that's happening now is that the staunch defenders of Colstrip, who've always advocated for the necessity for coal-fired electricity as part of America's energy mix, they're now starting to acknowledge that the future for coal is different. They're starting to acknowledge that Colstrip might actually have to shut down. And just a few weeks ago, the state senator from Montana, who's been the staunchest defender of Colstrip, acknowledged that, yes, things are now changing to the point where it's not a given that this source of cheap electricity will remain in operation.
What would they say to folks here in Washington state, including our governor, on this issue?
I think that's changing. I think just a year or two ago, they would have argued strongly that there's such a demand for electricity. There's always going to be a strong demand for electricity, and it makes sense to produce it at Colstrip because it's relatively clean burning coal. It's an efficient operation. It provides steady state power at a relatively low cost. And that even if there are concerns about climate change, they would argue that it makes sense to keep some coal-fired power plants open like Colstrip. Now, I think that conversation is changing. And I think the people here are starting to argue that, well, if there does need to be a change, we need to ramp down power from coal. What happens to these people that have provided this resource for decades? And I think that, like I said, the senator who's been the strongest advocate is now starting to talk about terms and conditions. He thinks that this could be a situation where you could view the people at Colstrip as victims of climate change. And if we as a country decide that we're going to use less coal-fired electricity, then we need to find a way to help these people out and do something rather than just cut them loose and say, okay, well, Colstrip's done. You people have to go do something else. And I think people in Montana are starting to look at that rather than just digging in their heels and saying, we're going to burn coal forever. Now they're acknowledging that if we stop burning coal, well, then what happens to these 3,000 plus people who work there and they're good paying, mostly union jobs? They want to see a future for themselves.
So there's a conversation about Colstrip plant employees becoming environmental refugees?
I think that's just now starting. Like I said, there was a meeting in Spokane a few weeks ago where a Montana delegation went over to talk about the future of Colstrip. And in my eyes, they basically acknowledged that the future of Colstrip is very much in Washington's hands because Puget Sound Electricity owns a majority of the Colstrip plant. Governor Jay Inslee is talking about taking the state's carbon electricity footprint down to zero. There are environmentalist movements that want to wean Washington off of coal-fired power. The strongest advocate for maintaining Colstrip is now starting to acknowledge that if Washington decides that it doesn't want coal-fired electricity anymore, that means Colstrip is going to shut down. And he would argue that there needs to be some kind of compensation for people in Colstrip. Those people really don't have any options if those plants go away. It's not like they can go to the factory down the street or they can get jobs on ranches. There's no obvious options for them in Colstrip. So now people in Montana are just now starting to start that conversation about what kind of compensation can we come up for these people who they see as victims of the changes due to climate change.
So if Colstrip becomes a ghost town, where do those people go? Where do they find work?
I think that's a really good question. We've already talked to a couple of folks who work at Colstrip who have left the Powder River Basin in Wyoming because the coal mines there are dialing back their coal production. You know, it's in response to less demand from power plants in the Midwest. There's been a strong hope held out that some of this coal can be shipped on trains to the West Coast and be taken overseas to be burned in Asia. We're seeing less demand from China and Asian countries. So I think there are a lot of people in the coal industry who are just seeing their livelihood dwindle. And I don't think anybody has a really good idea about where these people are supposed to go or what they're supposed to do.
Eric Whitney from Montana Public Radio talking with David Hyde. And you had a say in this because your state legislature is debating the fate of that coal-fired power plant in Colstrip, Montana. And the lawmakers could decide as soon as January.